Good morning. Scattered clouds in the Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, keeping temperatures up overnight. For the rest of the region, a clear sky producing temperatures back into the 50s, and that's where we'll start the day today. Most places will see a good amount of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon, and temperatures will surge well up into the 80s and into the lower 90s in spots, especially the mid and lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. A cool front will slide in from southern Canada past the St. Lawrence Valley, and this front has the chance at producing scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and the northern two-thirds of Vermont. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side that get going this afternoon. Most of the rest of the region will be dry. Just a leftover shower or thunderstorm this evening. Otherwise, everyone will dry out tonight with a clear to partly cloudy sky. Temperatures will drop back into the lower 60s. Now, the entire region will be on the backside of the front tomorrow. This will leave everyone a bit cooler, but still very nice and warm, with plenty of sunshine to start the holiday weekend and low humidity. Highs will be in the lower 80s. On Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s to around 80. And on Monday for Labor Day, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. There's just a risk of a shower with some moisture creeping in from what's left of Isaac. And high temperatures, again, will be around the 80-degree mark. The remnants of Isaac will combine with a frontal system on Tuesday to produce a better chance of rain for more of us as highs reach the upper 70s, but right back to 80 degrees with partly sunny skies through midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Depression Isaac, located about 95 miles west of Little Rock, Arkansas. The system is expected to continue moving northward into the Middle Mississippi River Valley today before turning northeastward into the Ohio River Valley by tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are now near 25 miles per hour with higher gusts. A tornado watch is in effect for central and southern Mississippi in addition to extreme eastern Arkansas. Flood and flash flood watches and warnings are in effect for parts of Arkansas, central and southern Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana. Coastal flood warnings are in effect for portions of the Louisiana and Mississippi coastlines. An additional 3 to 5 inches of rain with localized amounts as high as 8 inches will be possible for much of the lower to middle Mississippi River Valley through late Saturday. These heavy rainfall amounts will spread into the Ohio River Valley on Sunday. By Sunday night into Monday and Tuesday, heavy rains will reach the central Appalachians. While the ongoing drought will tend to keep the threat for flash flooding down initially, heavy rainfall over the same areas will lead to an increasing flash flood threat over time. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at St. Martin, Netherlands Antilles at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at El Monte, California at 6:52 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies, and 50 degrees with a northwest wind at 70 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 56 degrees, the dew point 53, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo sunny skies and breezy with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature, 65, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.60 inches for the month, which is 77 hundredths below normal, and 22.96 inches for the year, which is 3.10 inches below normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days yesterday. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 93, set in 1953, and the record low, 37, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m. 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very warm today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. A slight chance of a shower or storm this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy, hot today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, hot today in the upper 80s, partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot today with highs in the upper 80s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, hot today in the upper 80s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, lower 80s, near 80, with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. Just a slight risk of a shower Monday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds around 80, a better chance of rain on Tuesday, and partly sunny Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.